It is 6 o'clock this lovely Friday, and you're listening to Train of Thought, here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My intro music today is Dawning by Yasmin Williams. Today, I've got a collection of acoustic tracks for you. We've got some from the Paper Kites, Fleet Foxes, Fruit Bats, and many more, so stay tuned. To start us off, here's Ghost on the Shore by Lord Huron.
Thank you. 3.
Cheating at Marco Polo.
All the things yet to come.
To the sound of your fleeting heart. Wake up to the sound of your fleeting heart. When you go, what you leave is a work of art on my chest, on my heart. She went out to the haze in the morning gray. Tall hedge maze. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Why'd you leave this place? On my heart, on my face. And my life is yours, but your love's not mine. So I'll go, but we know I'll see you down the line. And we'll hate what we've lost. We'll love what we find. And oh, I'm feeling fine. We made it to the coastline. Yours, but your love's not mine. So I'll go, but we know I'll see you down the line. And we'll hate what we've lost, but we'll love what we find. And oh, I'm feeling fine, we made it to the coastline.
The Artemis II astronauts are headed back to Earth tonight. That's something you don't get to say every day. And all that discussion lately around the launch has been making me think a bit about space travel, particularly the fact that I have no desire to do it. Personally, I'm a big fan of Earth. I've lived here my whole life, and I've just never found myself tempted to look into real estate anywhere else. You know what they say, it's all about location, and I just can't picture the moon having a very high walkability index compared to Medford. Don't get me wrong, the Sea of Tranquility sounds lovely, but we've got the Great Plains right here in the States, and that's pretty much the same thing, except our version has a lot more breathable air on top of it.
Yes, I know that love is like ghosts. Oh, if you have seen it, but everybody talks. Spirits follow. Yeah.
Thank you.
where to run when you got nowhere to hide? I could tell you that it's safe, but baby, that'd be a lie. I say I'm fine, but fall apart when I look in your eyes. I could run from the truth for the rest of my life. So get on back.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's nickel metal hydride batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Pulls the sun down. Slowly died away when you needed me there.
Maybe the best part about Bluetooth headphones is that when you somehow manage to lose them in your own home, you can use their incredibly short connection range to triangulate what room they're in. This strategy works less well, however, when you lose your headphones in a cornfield and take a little while to notice. This fun fact has been brought to you by personal experience. Also, here's something strange. Bluetooth connectivity is named for a Danish and Norwegian king, Harald Gormson. His nickname was Blåtann, meaning blue tooth, a reflection of his very visible and very blue dead tooth. And not only is Bluetooth technology named after him, but the Bluetooth logo itself is just his initials, HB, in old runic script. How did I never know this before? It boggles my mind why I never questioned why a feature I use every day is named after teeth. Well, now we all know.
That song, my future's up in Baby, give it all. I give it all just to make you mine. And if you need a minute, honey, I'll give you all my time, all the time. Do you need the Sandman or a phone call to Mr. Jones? Oh, I put your dreams to sleep with a rattle and bones. So don't go to sleep, don't rest your head. I'll be the pillow
Time together, so we'll close things out with Hummingbird by Yasmin Williams. This has been Train of Thought on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the day.